Hello everybody, welcome to the fourth and last session of Summer Campaign 2011 for Architects. The summer is coming near to its end, but I still hope you have still some things to do and still some things you want to read. You've been working very hard the last 10-11 months, but now, in the summer, we give you a chance or the opportunity to go over a number of things you always wanted to read, always wanted to explore, but never had the time for. So this is basically the concept of the Summer Campaign. We collected a number of resources allowing you to consume depending on your time or the time which is available to you. For instance, if you only have 1 hour, we collected a number of resources like a video or a white paper or a presentation just to allow you to spend exactly 1 hour on that topic. If you have half a day, we collected additional resources, maybe some small exercise actually. And if you have a whole day, we actually stacked with a whole bunch of resources all around one certain topic. Now, the topic of today, as you might guess, because the last three topics went about cloud, it's also about cloud. But this time we go a little bit from an outside perspective. This time we're going to talk about interoperability. Cloud is nice as a solution, and Microsoft has a very strong solution portfolio when it comes to cloud. But a lot of questions are always asked, what is happening towards interoperability? Well, I hope by the end of this session that you will be surprised to see how Microsoft is actually supporting, if you want. It's supporting Java, it's supporting PHP, we're going to talk about Ruby, we're going to talk about OData, we're going to talk about a whole number of technologies which are not invented by Microsoft as such, but which Microsoft supports, which are standardized and which are fully supported by the Windows Azure platform. So, I hope you will enjoy this interoperability story.